Watch, leftist pro-lifers speak out against pro-abortionists at March for Life. By Olivia Rondo on January 27, 2026. Washington, D.C., among the thousands of conservative Christians protesting to end abortion at the National March for Life last week were a small, but loud, number of left-wing pro-lifers who argued that more progressives should adopt their view. An event featuring speakers like Vice President J.D. Vance, House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, and Catholic nuns might seem unlikely for self-proclaimed feminists, leftists, and atheists to attend, but they emphasized the one major value they all held in common. Connie, who traveled from Ohio to represent the group, called New Wave Feminists, said that her version of feminism includes no violence, no discrimination, and equality for people in the womb. Noting that she does not necessarily feel welcome in some pro-life spaces due to her liberal values, she said that is based on the false notion that feminism is tied to abortion, when the two can be separate. In my opinion, if you value equality, nonviolence, and non-discrimination for women and femme-presenting people, you can't support abortion, she said. When asked about her response to other feminists who shun pro-life women from their movement, Connie said they are committing lateral violence against people who happen to be helpless, people who happen to be innocent, people who have limited abilities, people who only are relying on the habitat which they're supposed to be in, which is their mother's womb. They're precious, they're beautiful, just like every human being. And if you value equality, nonviolence, and non-discrimination, you have to extend that to people in the womb, she concluded. Elise, a Washington, D.C. local and affiliate of the secular pro-life organization, carried a homemade sign that slammed the pro-abortion rhetoric that calls an unborn child a parasitic clump of cells as ageist, ableist, fascist, and genocidal. It actually aligns better to be pro-life if you're a leftist, because you're already against all these things, ageism, ableism, fascism, and genocide, she told Breitbart News. Explaining her sign, Elise argued that pro-abortionists are ableist and ageist because they are against babies having developmentally appropriate needs. It's punishing them for having needs that a baby needs. Pro-choice is a fascist movement that's using fascist tactics to advance their agenda. This is a killing of a mass of people, and it uses genocidal language like parasite. Comparing pro-abortionists to Nazis, she said that they also used the word parasite to describe Jewish people. That language has been used again and again to dehumanize people, and it's just the same playbook. I'm saying, they're using the eugenicist playbook, she argued, before emphasizing that there is a great secular argument for being pro-life. When asked about backlash she receives from fellow leftists, Elise said she brushes off their bodily autonomy argument. If abortion is bodily autonomy, that makes no sense because it's abuse of a baby. Other members of secular pro-life held signs saying killing is not progressive. Dismemberment is wrong, and more. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.